Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, and it is March 2nd. I don't know why I went with that extra enunciation there. Second. Who knows? Who cares? So, there is not much in the news today. We do have a health tip from Coach Ashley McLaughlin. We'll get to that in a second, and that's pretty good. Meal prep, something I've always been interested in because I'm not good at that. For me, it's like, oh, I'm hungry. I'm going to go to McDonald's. That's why I'm chubby and all that other stuff. But, you know, listening to people that actually have it together, and meal prepping is a really good way to go because it takes the decision out of it. Okay, I just made 6 chicken breasts, and that's what I'm going to eat this week. Well, it makes it much easier, and it's healthier, and it's actually really cool. So it's nice to hear from her on that. And, you know, we have a lot of stuff from Coach Ashley that's, that if you go to Eastern Sierra Now, there is a fitness tab at the top. It is called Health and Fitness. If you click there, you can find all of her tips and updates. Plus, there's some from other people too. But, you know, she's our gal. She's the main one on here. She has a lot of really good stuff. But here's the best part. She actually is a working coach. That's what she does. She's a life coach. She teaches you health and fitness, organization, even things like how to organize your refrigerator. I mean, she's got a lot of really good stuff, and you can actually reach out to her and become a client and get more than just these quick little tips that we're posting on Eastern Sierra Now. You can actually get, she's doing a PO class right now, I believe is what it's called, PIYO. You can get in on that. You can get it. There's so many things she does. She never stops. She's a barrel of energy and a great person, and we are stoked to have her involved. So if you're interested in signing up with Coach Ashley for anything, just hit us up at Eastern Sierra Now, and I'll pass it on to you. You also can find her at Ashley McLaughlin, that's McLaughlin, on Facebook. And I believe she's on Instagram too, but for sure Facebook. But if you just get it to me, I'll make sure she gets it, because maybe right now is the time you want to step up and lose a couple pounds, or you want to figure out how to get rid of some of that anxiety or stress, you know, or just eat healthier. We all need to do that. Well, Coach Ashley's here to help you, and that's kind of why we've partnered up on this with Eastern Sierra Now. So just go to info@easternsierranow.com, send an email there, and just let me know you'd be interested in talking to her, and I'll make sure she gets in touch with you. So give me your phone number when you do it, and I'll give it to her. She's cool. So we'll get to her little tip here in a second. What else do we have going on? We went over Bowling for Bronco baseball. That's going to be March 13th, and you can sign up with that by calling Coach Linda Frigerio, who is one of my favorites. We used to teach together, and she is a spitfire. So give her a call, 760-937-3741, and that helps out the baseball program through the BUHS Broncos, and that's a good program to help if you're going to help anything, and you get to go bowling. You know what's cool about bowling? You can drink beer while you're bowling. There's no other sport that you can do that. I mean, I think that pretty much makes it superior. No, Coach Ashley, you didn't hear me say that. Hey, guess what? We posted a couple weeks ago they were looking for new rangers in the Forest Service. Well, they got one. The Inyo National Forest is pleased to welcome Julie Hall, the district ranger for the Mount Whitney Ranger District. Julie fills the position behind David Anderson, who recently accepted a new position on the Umpqua National Forest. Julie has strong ties to the Eastern Sierra and the Inyo National Forest. Her father retired from the Inyo National Forest in 1992 as the Forest Recreation Staff Officer, and he still lives in Bishop. Her family relocated to Bishop with his job, and she attended high school here. Julie comes from San Bernardino National Forest in Southern California, where she was the district ranger on the San Jacinto Ranger District, stationed in Idlewild, California. Julie began her Forest Service career in 1985 as a Youth Conservative Corps employee on the Inyo. She worked as a temporary employee in recreation and visitor information services during college and after graduating. From there, she joined the Inyo full-time, enjoying numerous roles, including engineering program manager, civil rights officer, and administrative officer. She moved to the San Bernardino in 2019. She has also taken various assignments throughout California's National Forest as a district ranger and deputy district ranger. I'm excited to be back in the Eastern Sierra, continuing my passion for serving the public with the Forest Service, Julie said. I feel like I have come home, and I look forward to meeting district residents and stakeholders and working with them for years to come. Julie is married with 3 adult children and 2 grandchildren. Her husband is a firefighter and paramedic for San Bernardino County. Well, that's awesome, and welcome, Julie. So what's some news you might have missed this week? Our Ella Boehm put this together. And here's just a couple things that have happened in the last week that maybe you didn't hear. So now's your chance. The CDPH updated masking guidelines in California due to a decrease of cases. On March 1st, yesterday, the indoor mask requirement for unvaccinated individuals was lifted and instead placed with a strong recommendation regardless of vaccination status. March 12th, the state requirement for masking in K through 12 schools and childcare facilities will be lifted and replaced with a strong recommendation. Masks will still be required regardless of vaccination status on public transit, hospitals, and healthcare settings, emergency shelters, and correctional facilities. So that's good news. A lot of life's going back to normal. We can unmask a little bit, breathe. You know, our kids can take them off. That's wonderful news. You know, and let's just keep being healthy. That's the trick. You know, they won't force this kind of stuff on us if we do a good job. Wash your hands. Wear a mask if you're sick. Don't go out in public. You know, these are kind of important things, and that's what this is all about. We're getting the chance to prove that we can do it. So let's do it. Come on. You don't have to get vaccinated. I mean, I'd recommend it, but you don't have to get vaccinated. Just be smart. If you're sick, don't talk to people. Quarantine for a couple of weeks, man. You know, that's what it's all about. So what's next? Sage to Summit's Kids Bouldering Camp. That's March 2nd. Which, by God, is today. The Kids Bouldering Camp is a four-week session running from Wednesday, March 2nd, to March 25th. The Sierra Mountain Guides will lead one indoor session and one outdoor session each week. The attendees will get a membership to the gym for the month, free shoe rentals, access to crash pads and other climbing gear, and transportation provided to and from the climbing sites, all included in the $349 registration fee. To sign up and to read more info, go to sagetosummit.com, or you can go to Eastern Sierra Now and click on the link there. So that's a pretty good deal. Your kid gets some professional climbing instruction plus all the gear and everything. And one day a week, it's in the gym at Sage to Summit, which is on Main Street there. And one day out in the actual hills. That's a pretty good deal for $350. So, yeah, if you're interested in that, check it out. The Bridgeport Fireworks Fundraiser Dinner will take place this Saturday, March 5th at 5 p.m. The proceeds from the dinner will go towards supporting Bridgeport's 2022 4th of July celebration and is held by Bridgeport's Friends of the 4th of July. That's always a cool event. If you've never been, I recommend that one. They go all out up there. So, yeah, head over to this dinner and help support that. Food as Medicine and Home Herbalism Series. Is it herbalism or herbalism? I've always heard herbalism, but then, you know, if you're talking to a British person, they say herb. What a herb. Toyabe Indian Health Project and Radical Wellness are partnering for a series of classes on home herbalism and medicinal food. The first class will take place on Monday, March 7th from 2 to 3 p.m. at Toyabe Indian Health Project. The first class will focus on prepping medicinal teas and how to use and optimize health benefits from plants. Each attendee will make their own custom tea to take home. To sign up, contact Donna Pueblo at donna.pueblo, that's P-U-E-B-L-O, at toyabe.us. Or you can call 872-2622 extension 332. And that sounds awesome. That's a skill that a lot of people don't have anymore. And you know what? Let's imagine World War III was happening right now. Too soon? That would be something you would want to know, is how to make stuff from plants. I'll tell you that. I watch a lot of prepper shows, though, so yeah. I'm good. I saw Red Dawn one time, so I should be fine. Youth Poster Contest deadline April 1st. 1 month is left for submissions for the 2022 Youth Poster Contest for the 3rd Annual Tri-County Fair. The theme is 2022 Celebrate Red, White, and Blue, and is open to Inyo, Mono, and Alpine County youths grade 5 through 12. Each child who enters will receive 2 fair admission tickets, and all artwork will be displayed at the fair. The winning poster will be used as the Tri-County Fair's official poster, and all 3 finalists will receive 2 unlimited ride wristbands. Sweet. Worth it. First place will be awarded $500 in cash. Second place, $250. Third place, $100. That is so worth it. Visit tricountyfair.com to learn more about guidelines and how to enter. We do have the link at Eastern Sierra Now. Jen and Marlo and those guys at the fairgrounds absolutely are killing it. I'm telling you, it just gets better and better every year. They have such great ideas, and they just move forward with it. And it's just making the fair so fun. You know what I mean? It was starting to get sort of the same thing always over and over and over and over. It's nice to see things different and changed. And sometimes things aren't better, and sometimes they are. But you know what? It's just better to see something different. That's my point. And they do an amazing job over there. Jen is just a wonderful person. Marlo, all of them. So you guys keep doing the good work over there. And you know what? Ella does a lot of good work on this, and she just put all these together for us. If you head over to Eastern Sierra Now, click on the link. It is entitled What You Missed, Owens Valley Events. She's done multiple of them, so any of them. But if you go on there, scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see a picture of Ella, and it's going to say Tip Jar. Give her a tip. You know, she's an intern. She's working for free. So am I. But at the same time, at least it's my company. She's working for free. She's busting her butt learning skills to get into journalism and news and video production. And I'm trying to keep her as busy as I can learning stuff. But at the same time, man, work is work. So there's a tip jar for her there. If you're interested and you want to help her out, she does a great job. You know, most of our social media is Ella. She does just about all of that. Once in a while, I throw something out there, but she's way better at it than I am. Give her a tip, man. You know, head over there and just click it. Give her $5. She would be stoked. It goes right into her PayPal account, and I believe you can even use it as a write-off. So thank you for that, Ella. And last but not least, let's just jump right into what I was promising, the meal prep tips from Coach Ashley McLaughlin. Ashley?
Coach McLaughlin here. I get asked all the time how I meal plan and prep. So many people want to get into their own meal planning and prep routine so they can not only eat healthier and feel better, but also save time and money. The thing is, there's no one way to meal plan and prep. What works for one person or one family may not work for another, and that's okay. I recommend starting by planning your breakfast each week. Find 2 to 3 options that you love are nutritious and you can make ahead and store in the fridge or quickly grab and go. This helps you stay consistent through the week. A couple great options are a protein shake, egg cups, and a fruit and yogurt parfait. Next, move on to dinner. Yes, we're skipping over lunch for a second. Plan your dinners for the week, then plan to make enough so you can have leftovers the next day. 2 for 1, yes please. If you don't love leftovers, plan 2 to 3 simple lunches that you can mix and match all week. Then simply fill in your snacks. Great options are fruit and yogurt, fruit and peanut butter, veggies and hummus, ham and cheese roll-ups, mixed nuts, a protein shake, string cheese, rice cakes, and cottage cheese. This is the exact process I follow when I meal plan and prep. It makes me feel prepared, but also gives me the freedom to mix and match as I see fit. This has been Coach McLaughlin with Eastern Sierra Now.
Man, she always says parfaits. Those must be like super healthy. I should eat more parfaits. You know what else has layers? Parfait. Ain't nobody ever said they like no parfait. You ever say you like parfait? Say, hell no, I like no parfait. Donkey, that's the best I got. Parfaits are great, Ashley. One of these days, I'm going to hit you up and just make a meal plan and actually do it right. Because Lord knows, it would be good for me. I'm not as fat as I like to pretend that I am on the podcast here. But I definitely could drop a few pounds, that's for sure. Who couldn't, right? Okay. We are going to get out of here. But before we do, I would like to mention Brood Awakening in Big Pine, California. Oh man, everything they make is so good, even down to like trail mix packets. I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not really the biggest trail mix fan in the world. I'm not against it, I'm just not for it. You know what I mean? It's not something that's, you know, part of my daily zeitgeist, but I got a trail mix pack because I just didn't want to eat a whole sandwich. It was awesome. I mean, they put stuff in there. I don't remember what was like white chocolate chips and stuff. You just don't usually see that. It's usually like M&Ms and peanuts. And, you know, it was like, wow, this is really good. There was sunflower seed. I think they had pine nuts in it. That's incredible. So You know, everything they make is so good. From the coffee all the way to the sandwiches, to the salads, to the trail mix. I mean, you know, the service is fun. There's a sarcastic theme to the whole place, but really, it's not even... They're so nice. You know, so head on down to Brood Awakening. I believe they close at 1 every day, 1 or 1:30. So it'll be a morning situation for you, but it's worth it. It's worth the drive if you're not in Big Pine already. Head down and try them out. You're not going to be disappointed. Okay, we are going to call it for the day. I would just like to point out that we have the greatest patrons in the world on patreon.com. Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomatohead, and Margaret. You guys are incredible. And thank you so much for supporting local news. And the rest of you, if you're interested in supporting local news, head over to patreon.com/EasternSeerNow. And you could jump right in and help us keep going. I mean, this is what keeps it going. I mentioned poor Ella with her internship earlier. Well, money from this goes to her, you know, and me. You know, there's bills to be paid here, man. This is a lot of work. Way more than I anticipated, but worth it. You know, I think that the area needs something like this, and we need to keep growing and pushing and make sure that all voices are heard. So, last thing I would like to point out is a lot of times I'm posting press releases. 99% of the time I'm posting press releases. What we'll do is reach out to somebody and get an interview or write something about, doesn't matter what the topic is because it came out, but it's not so much a press release. But most of the time it's press releases. I'm putting out the information that other people want out there. That's kind of what the news is. Sometimes stuff slips through the cracks because I don't see it. It's on social media. It's wherever. We're scouring it, but it's only two of us. And Ella's less than part-time. I mean, she works at a restaurant in town as well. So what I would say is if you have something that's a news story, even if it's not your news story, but you think it's really interesting and you want to know more about it, maybe you have some scoop, maybe you have a picture, maybe you have something and you just are interested. It's a question. You just want to know what's up. Hit me up. info@EasternSeerNow.com and just say potential news story. And then in there, explain what it is, what you want to know, what I can do. And then I'll do my best to reach out and find out the information for you and put it together. I'm trying to build a community here, man. That's what it's all about. And I want everybody happy. So that's going to be it for today. And tomorrow I am taking my lovely mother to Carson City for a doctor's appointment. So chances are I won't have a newscast tomorrow. Boo. But I'll be driving Carson City, waiting for her, and then driving back. So if I get the chance, I'll try to crank something out. But chances are it won't be the case. So I will then catch up everything on Friday. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Eastern Sierra Now, and I am Jesse Steele, last time I checked.